This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ. I'm with the mentor stock here myself. There's Friday fever in the air, and you know exactly what that means, man. We're back with another edition of the Capricorn Adventure, the motoring experience, that is. Our resident motoring journalist, Prashirwin Naidu, is once again in the driver's seat. And today we're talking about a vehicle that's been turning heads for all the right reasons. The bold and boxy GWM Tank 300. And this time, Prashirwin has been spending time with the diesel variant. It promises a strong road presence, impressive range, and serious style. But the big question is, does it justify its price? He also will be giving us an update on life with his long-term Suzuki Jimny before wrapping things up with a practical motoring tip and, of course, a hot jam to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic, and yourself?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us, man. Really do appreciate you.
Always a blessing. Thank you.
Let's get straight into it. I mean, I'm excited for this one, the GWM Tank 300. What's your first impression of the vehicle in the metal, Prashirwin?
Well, it's quite a lovely looking thing. I really dig the whole boxy silhouette it has. And definitely a lot of people say it looks like a Jeep, actually. And I had to tell a few people when I went to take this car on a shoot. This lady actually walked past. She was walking her dog, and she said, "What Jeep is this?" And I said, "No, ma'am, it's actually a Chinese vehicle. This is a GWM Tank 300. And she said, "It looked quite nice." So definitely, I think it looks very lovely in metal, very purposeful and tough and rugged, and all the premium, you know, feels that you could see on the outside. It looks quite good.
All right. Now, how does the interior feel? I mean, and what kind of price point are we looking at?
So you step inside and you're greeted with a very modern, very well-appointed cabin. The materials are quite plush. The layout is quite simple. Unfortunately, they don't have leather seats, synthetic leather galore. But in our ultra trim that we had, the ultra luxury trim we had, it's quite on par. You've got heated, ventilated seats and massaging functions, which are great. And I found that GWM has a natural knack for the tenant screen. It's quite easy to use. Usually in a lot of these Chinese vehicles, I can feel sometimes they lean towards being a bit gimmicky, but in the Tank 300, it's quite easy to use. You've got your Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, so I like that. That was a thumbs up. Pricing-wise, this is where it gets a bit interesting. For the diesel variant, it's about 739,000 Rand. It's a lot less cheaper than the petrol version. And they have also, GWM have that, back this up with a 7-year warranty and service plan included. So there's some value there.
All right, I want to find out about this drive. Like, I'm so interested about this car. What's the drive like, and how does it perform in terms of fuel efficiency?
So it's not too shabby. I'm glad that they brought in diesel power plant, because I think it was in need of one. I remember driving the hybridized petrol variant of the Tank 300 in 2024, and that thing was thirsty. I got about 50 meters per kilometers. And at the time, you know, it was nice, it was cool, but I think the market, farm market, people wanted the diesel variant. And as soon as they threw in this 2.5-liter turbo diesel motor, GWM actually doubled in sales, so that's good for them. And driverless, it's not too bad. I think it's very robust. I think it could do with a bit more refinement, especially during takeoff. It stands still, it feels a bit laggy, as though it needs a bit more, you know, it needs to really, I think, refine it a bit more. But overall, efficient, got about 7.4 liters per kilometer. Very nice, a range of 900 Ks. But very fantastic overall, very good. Thumbs up there.
All right. And competition-wise, which rivals should the Tank 300 be worried about?
So it has a lot of rivals on its sides. I mean, but it actually poses as the most affordable in the segment. Of course, we have got Suzuki Jimny, which is the cheapest out of all of them. Then we have the Mahindra Scorpio N and the GWM Tank, which slots above that. And then we'll throw in the other heavy hitters. You got your Mitsubishi Pajero Sport. I don't know where Mitsubishi has been, but it appears that they've gone under the radar, but I'll throw that in. Then we've got the Toyota Fortuner, which is about 960,000 Rand. The Tank 300 is 739,000 Rand. There's a 200,000 Rand difference. Then I'll throw in the Toyota NUX, which is just about 1 million Rand. and then the Ford Everest, which is 1.1 million rand. So, of course, where does this, where does the Tank 300 set itself apart? Well, it has genuine off-road hardware, very good there. The flux, low range, impressive wading depth. My only grabs, of course, is just, I would probably stick with more. I'd go for a Fortune if I were you, but it seems though there's a lot more value here in this car, which is great out of all the rivals. It's cheaper, gives you all the creatures of comfort, and I think that's the trend.
But with all the bells and whistles pursuing, would you personally buy one?
I am leaning towards saying yes. Honestly, I want to say yes, of course, because of the value, especially for the diesel. I think that's great. I'm still on the fence, but I think definitely good value, great performance, and I think it has some character to it. So I don't see, maybe it could be something worth a look at to the consumer.
All right. Now, shifting gears, to your Suzuki Jimny, you've been living with it for a while now. What are some of the standout pros and, the inevitable drawbacks?
I love the Jimny. I think it's quite cool. I think it's very iconic, especially when I've been piloting it for a while. So, every Jimny owner that you drive past, they give you the signature flash with their light. So that's quite cool. It has that personality. Very compact in size. Great off-roading, off-roading capability. It shines there. The only crutch is that on long-distance commutes, I feel that it lacks the refinement, and also it's not really the most comfiest car to take on a long drive. Let's say if you have to take it to Cape Town. On the highway, it's slow, and the winds will be at you'll be at the mercy of the wind, but off-roading is where it really shines.
All right, Prashiran, thank you so much for that. Before we let you go, please do share your motoring tip of the week, and as always, hit us up with your hot jam to kickstart the weekend.
All right, thank you, Kimbash. So if you're driving a larger SUV or 4x4 like the Tank, always be mindful of your stopping distances. Bigger vehicles carry more weight, which means that they need more room to brake smoothly and safely, especially in traffic or wet conditions. And let's end off by an artist called Brown Dash. The song is called Vroom Vroom.
Oh, yes, vroom vroom indeed, man. Prashiran, thank you so much. Have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
Peace, Prashiran. And that's how we wrap it up with Prashiran Naidu. Catch him again next week, Friday. And also for more reviews, do check out his social media pages at Prashiran_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.